Well, I want to make a documentary about swearing because I love swearing and I wish I could swear at home. When we were hanging out washing, I literally said a swear word and then I never knew it was a swear word and I never knew they existed. And then I had to keep it a secret from everyone and then it was really hard. But then if I make a movie about swearing, it could be really interesting for other people.
So with the help of his dad, 8-year-old Miles Fisher did just that and made a documentary about swearing.
Words that replace swear words?
Yep, sugar, fudge.
Oh yeah.
They're nice words, aren't they?
Yeah. They're all treats.
They're all treats, yeah.
Tasty treats.
Sometimes it's a little tasty treat to just say sugar or fudge.
Fudge is classic. Yeah. Far out is one of my favourites. That's definitely a good one.
Dad says, instead of the good word, he says, oh my dog, instead of... He changes the G to a D.
But when Miles came up with the idea, his dad, Darren, wasn't so sure.
And he said, we can make a movie, Daddy, right? We can make a movie. We can make a movie, go to the cinema and make lots of money. And I was like, okay, let me tell you. Let me explain to you how this works. Like, obviously, we can make a movie. We've got a phone. It's amazing. We can make a movie. But, you know, getting it into a cinema, you know, that like maybe when you're older, we could maybe make one and you know, we could... go to a festival and making money is obviously very difficult, but you know, look, you know, tempering expectation as a parent.
Well, there's a lot of people who saw my documentary and most of them are family members and there's one friend called Tiger in it and there's most of the people from my family. My mum and my sister starred in it, my grandpa and my
uncle's in it and
my cousin Tom and there's lots of people in it. I don't know what ages to recommend, but maybe I should recommend the ages to about maybe the least age is probably 6-year-olds.
Yes.
And above, I think. We're gonna hold it on YouTube so then when people search up a life guide to swearing and then it will actually be there.
So now he's a big documentary star. What has Miles learned?
I thought when I made this film, nobody would agree that kids should be allowed to swear. But some people think it's okay. They say that kids could be allowed to swear if they know what the words mean and if it won't upset anyone who hears them. I think this is a good thing. What do you think?
Just don't expect Miles to start swearing in front of his parents anytime soon.
I don't know. I probably might ask them maybe after, like in the car when we're driving to school because I have school today. And maybe they might say yes, maybe they might say no. Okay. The probability is probably not.